This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yeah, Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Monday, December 10th, 2018, a.k.a. Tuesday Eve.
Yeah, it is.
A.k.a. 15 days till Christmas. You only have, 2 weeks of shopping left? What? You better dump out on that. Sound like a bad word.
Ugh. I was thinking one.
3 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks until New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it is.
But 0 days until Nine's birthday.
Ah. Jackie, Jackie, Jackie!
Jimmy, Jack, Jackie. Jackie, Jack. Jimmy, Jack, Jackie. Jimmy, Jack, woo!
It's your birthday, Jimmy.
Thank you. It is. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you much.
You walked in here this morning. Remember this? We had this conversation about a half hour ago.
Yes.
You walk in here and you said, "Morning, Matthew," like you always do. And I was like, "Happy birthday, Jimmy," thinking that I would have been the first. Because you'll say sometimes, you know, a lot of times when I leave here some days, the only person I talk to, in person or whatever, is you, Matthew, and Inga.
Yes.
So I was like, sure as the world, this morning, I'll be the first. There's no way Moose is up this damn early.
Yeah, she's usually up all the time. I mean, she sleeps a lot, but at, like, different times.
Right. So days at a time, both.
Sometimes, yeah.
But no, I was beaten to the punch today. And I'm not counting social media, because I know how y'all do that. You'll sit there till 12 o'clock. Just say whose birthday it is so I can tell them who's, you know, I want to be the first to tell them.
So far, I'm counting three or four from social media.
Who sniped you?
You did, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. I don't think it did.
No, you did.
He said you called him birthday boy.
I walked in and Fat Boy was like, not as good as you, birthday boy.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say happy birthday, though.
It still counts.
That's the same thing. You acknowledged his birthday.
That still counts. I took that's as close as I'm going to get for happy birthday from your ass.
I don't know if I'd take it as that. You can be the first.
Thank you. First one here, and also the first to tell you happy birthday.
I acknowledge, Zenny's on social media, and P1 Panda Pops sending a happy birthday from across the damn Atlantic Ocean. That one counts.
You should do it. Stay up 3 extra hours to tell you happy birthday.
Yeah.
It's 11 o'clock there.
It is.
Happy birthday, Non. Hey, your birthday.
Some fish and chips for your birthday, no?
Why does a Cockney accent sound like somebody's deaf? Hey, your birthday.
I always turn every accent into Italian at the end because I say, you want some fish and chips? No.
You want a spicy meatball?
You want me to bomb your airplane, no?
Jesus.
Well, let's look at this damn weather.
Let's look at it.
Today, rain, off and on, pretty much all day. Now, I'm doing the weather for the upstate of South Carolina. I have to do this every time when there's a major wintry thing. This is just for the upstate. If you're in WNC or NGA or anywhere else, Northern Georgia, Fat Boy, you would consult your local weather forecast, right? It's just like, just like anything else. I'm just telling you the way it is around here. If we did it for every place, we would be here till the free-form lunch, and that we just ain't got the time.
Yes, that'd be ridiculous.
Rain today, pretty much off and on all day. Chance, 100%. Rainfall near half an inch. We're going to hit a high of 42. Right now, it's rain and 37 in Greer. What are the big plans today for the birthday?
I'll probably see Moose at some point.
Yeah.
I'm having
Moose
a party.
Moose is your mother.
Yeah. Tonight I'm having a party at the house.
Yeah.
I've invited all my best friends, Arthur, Dutch, Lenny, John, Bill, Micah.
Oh, okay. You had to wait to the end there.
Yeah.
I was like, you tell us, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Some of the girls will be there. Miss Grimshaw will be there, and Karen, and Mary Beth.
No.
Abigail.
Abigail.
Yeah. Tilly's coming.
Was Abigail the one that you take into town and she ends up pretending to be a prostitute and robs that guy?
No, that's Karen.
Okay.
Abigail's John Marston's wife.
Ah.
Well, not at that point, but later on they get married.
Oh,
spoiler
thanks.
Alert if you haven't played the first one yet.
The one who gets cornered on the side of the hotel and you got to point your gun at the guy?
That's Karen. You have to point your gun. That's Tilly gets cornered.
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
Karen's the one upstairs in the hotel room.
You can't kill anybody because they're on you so quick. And I don't have enough bullets. I did get a special bath, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
She takes your hand under the water.
Sprung for that.
Yeah.
Well, she asked you to wash it.
Yeah, I know, but it stimulates the controller.
It's balls.
It's like on the first Grand Theft. You'd go up there with the hooker, and it would pan out of the apartment room, and you just your controller would start vibrating.
Oh, yeah, man. I remember like when you first could do that in Grand Theft Auto games, just be because you'd be in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Start
you'd just hear the car.
Remember San Andreas? You could work the controls.
Yeah. 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 And then by GTA 5, like, there was all out nudity in the strip clubs.
God, it is weird.
Yeah, there was.
It was just big old strip boobs all in the strip clubs.
Yeah,
man.
That's right.
They're all massive.
They all were perfect. Boy, oh boy. Wow. And also for your closing delays, you know, check your, call them.
Phone, internet.
Call them and ask them. Are y'all open today?
Most of
if they don't answer, it means you're closed, right?
Most of you don't go to school. And if you go to college, well, you don't go to school because y'all finished last week.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Your semester's over, Greenville Tech. Congratulations.
This looks like the upstate is in decent shape right now.
Yeah.
For the most part. Back roads and all that crap. I did think that today would be a nice day to celebrate your birthday, though. Well, it is your birthday. Perfect day to celebrate.
There's no better day to celebrate my birthday than today.
I thought I would tell you of things that happened on your birthday.
Please, please, I want to know.
51 years ago, Otis Redding died on an airplane.
Yeah, he did.
He had
I'm aware of that one.
Crash. 13 years ago, Richard Pryor died of a heart attack.
Oh, you know what? I really like both those guys.
Yeah, that's it.
That was all.
Yeah, not much happened on my birthday.
Two famous black guys died on your birthday.
Hang on, mother blanket.
There's got to be other stuff happening on my birthday.
What now?
There has to be other stuff that happened on my birthday.
I had 6 seizures on mine. Does that count?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Does it, Paige? Thank you.
Well, I mean, you'll never forget it.
Did Pryor have a heart attack or did Paul Mooney have one first?
Oh. Let's see who else has birthdays today. You want to?
Like Raven Simone or somebody. Or one of the, somebody.
Or somebody.
No, I'm trying to remember who it is. It might not be
it
her.
It is Raven Simone.
Okay. I couldn't remember if it was her or somebody else.
Let's see who else has birthdays today.
I think she's gay now.
YouTube star Joey Salads.
Uh-oh. Susan Day.
Bobby Flay.
Oh.
Reality star Trini Taylor. Instagram star Loco Lale.
I'm doing pretty good as far as the hierarchy of December 10th.
I know. Like, you might. Fatboy, have you ever heard of YouTube star Amy Song?
I don't think so. Unless it's Markiplier or PewDiePie.
Ah, Jimmy. Emily Dickinson.
Mm-hmm.
That's still, though. I mean, who remembers her?
She used to be a model, I guess.
Now, if we count alive people, yeah, because Michael Clark Duncan's dead.
Yeah, he is.
Right?
Yeah. Take my hand.
Still?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Part of that.
Drag queen Acid Betty celebrating her birthday today.
Ooh.
Acid Betty.
Why do they call her that? She like Toxic Avenger?
That's how she got rid of him. She poured acid on it.
She walked around with a mop and a wonky eye.
Also celebrating her birthday today. TV actress Emmanuelle Creakey.
Oh.
She's sexy. Mm-hmm. But she's one of those that you show her a picture to a bunch of people and they're like, who is this? You're like, ah, yeah, it's a girl from Entourage. Can't remember her name, though. Who's this? That's 9 from The Rise Guys. See?
Yeah.
You win that.
I do. Remember that meme of the guy who looked like Peter Griffin because he was dressed as Peter Griffin? That was me back then.
That was
then.
You.
That was Joey's boy.
That was really fat me.
Yeah. rock singer Nick Martin. Who is that?
Coldplay, is that him?
Okay.
That's Chris. Yeah. You know that. You're a fan of Coldplay.
Hey, aren't they all brothers, though?
They're all related.
Did you say Rick Martin?
Nick.
Nick Martin.
Nick, as in Nick Head. Oh, also celebrating a birthday today, Chef Bobby Flay. Oh, see.
You said him already.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Oh, he's the, Nick Martin is the rhythm guitarist for Sleeping with Sirens.
Okay.
Oh, they turned Pete into a toad.
And he's older than me, so he can blank off
Old also man. Celebrating a birthday today. Turning 14, YouTube star Dynamite Dylan.
Oh, wow. Don't tell me how much he made last year. I'll jump out the window.
Let's look that up now.
No, don't.
You have to break two of them first.
I don't think it's impossible to commit suicide through a window here. Because they're double paint. That's why. For those of you who know. Oh, his net worth? $0.5 million.
I'm pretty sure I could take it from him.
It's 14 today. So he looks like 13 he's 12. Yesterday. I know.
What does he do? Does he unbox his lunch or toy?
That's the thing. Dynamite Dylan. He shouldn't be worth that. His name alone says he doesn't have any creativity. He sounds like somebody Mike Tyson would have tried to punch out.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, he can't have as much money as Damn Daniel.
Damn Daniel. Or the kid with the long neck. Have you seen him?
No.
The white kid.
Merton Jeffrey. Hanks from the 49ers back in the 90s?
No, it's some white kid. His YouTube story. He's got a real long, thin neck. He looks like a giraffe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what his gimmick name is, but it's not as cool as Dynamite Dylan. Happy birthday, Dynamite. His cake should explode when he goes over to blow out the candles. That's a wick. You can't blow it out. Boom. How many views would that get? Speaking of that, golly, hold on. Let me give you some more stats.
Yeah, look that up. I know what you're looking up.
Oh, you do. She's not even wearing a skirt today. I'd be dad blank.
I'll look up the other one over here.
All right, then. Look, you already know. Fat boy even knows.
Yep.
Listen to this for comparison purposes. Paige's dominatrix video with Miss Wild already has 8 times the numbers of Fatboy smashing his iPhone.
God.
And that was a week ago versus Paige's 3 days ago.
Yes.
I should have spanked it before I smashed it.
You should have beat the hell out of the phone, tased it, shocked it, flogged it, and then smashed it with
I should have kissed it.
Should have kissed its shoes.
I know.
Hey, yeah. If it makes you feel any better, Paige is getting flogged, whipped, and shocked by Miss Wild has 12 times the views that me getting my eyebrows shaved.
I thought that would be a pretty popular one.
I did too.
Facebook live videos, nearly 3 times the views of Fatboy smashing his iPhone.
God.
Yep.
God. What do we got to do?
I mean, but see, here's the thing, though.
Be hot and women.
If you haven't seen the video yet, text wild, and I think everybody has, but text the word wild, WILD, to 72341 to see the video. That's incredible to me.
Sexy.
Yeah.
That was the hottest thing in the history of this show, by far.
Paige, remember that when your contract comes up.
Yeah.
Right.
There's your stats right there.
How many guys got in trouble for watching it? What are you looking at?
Why do you keep watching that same thing over and over again?
Why do you look at women spanking each other?
Like, Nine was watching it on his new woofer and surround sound in there, and his neighbor was like, what is happening over there?
Reading the book. What's going on in Nine's house?
My life is ruined.
Yeah. Uh-huh. God almighty. I'll tell you something.
I called the cops, but he's already one.
I'll tell you something.
Just the dog is. I'm not. The dog.
The dog's a cop.
Technology is awesome because I went home, and I did watch it on my TV.
Yeah.
Because I have YouTube on there. I have a smart TV. Okay. Yeah.
Yay.
And what's incredible to me is that was all shot on a freaking iPhone, and I watch it up on whatever inch TV I got, and it looks, the quality is, I mean, it's great, and I'm sitting there watching it like a TV show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great, we a TV show. I know why we don't have the manpower. One of us would have to be the cameraman.
I mean, sit here and hold it.
Yeah, eventually it'd turn into like Blair Witch Project. It'd be all
POV.
But God, it was riveting, and it was good, and it was entertaining. And I know that some of the hardcores are probably sick of us talking about it, but it was great.
It was fantastic. It doesn't get any better.
No. Mm-mm. But unfortunately, somebody else will be punished. And we'll find out here in less than 3 hours who that's going to be.
Oh, no. And it's not me again.
How that's going to happen.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah, please.
It came down to last night's game.
I know.
It did, yeah. The upset in the late night game.
God. What an awful game. But yeah, it came down to that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Came down to the bitter end.
It's a shame that's going to happen to you on your birthday. No, I don't know. I don't know. It was Paige. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
I really don't know.
I don't start that whole conspiracy.
No, I looked at the picks, and there was mathematically no way Paige could lose.
Shoot.
So it's one of the three of us.
Is that news to you, Paige? Yes, it is.
I think I'm going to lose. I don't know. I watched a little bit of the game last
night. I could
night.
Be lying.
You could be lying.
Why would you lie? Stop it.
He was lying to me.
I don't know how I did on the high trusted. School the high school games. I could have really tanked.
Is he lying, Matt? Fear the fork. That's all I got to say.
Oh, apparently Dynamite Dylan is very popular with young kids. People are texting and tweeting in that his new song, Video Games, is really popular.
Well, he is a young kid. He should be popular with them.
He should.
Oh, you know who else has a birthday today?
Who?
I forgot about this. I'm sorry.
Tom McGraw.
Is this a D's Nuts joke?
No, Mikey from Islander.
No kidding?
Yeah, Mikey from Islander has a birthday. He's 1 year younger than me.
Y'all have the same birthday?
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
You're a horrible friend.
Yeah, I am. Well, I haven't seen him but twice in 20 years. We're both horrible friends.
Yeah.
I think it's that hookup.
He's not even on the famousbirthdays.com list.
I know.
Oh, we need to change that. Also get you on there.
Yeah. Also, I'm supposed to wish somebody else happy birthday today. I told the P1 I would.
This is definitely a D's Nuts joke.
Her daughter's a P1? No.
Was it actor Kenneth Branagh?
No.
Celebrating her birthday.
He's great.
Morgan Newton is turning 17 today.
Oh.
Sharing a birthday with me.
Happy birthday. It was not TV actress Nia Peebles celebrating her 57th?
No.
Oh, is that Mario's sister? Mario Van?
It might be. No. Her last name would be Van Peebles. She thought his middle name was Van.
No. Is it not?
No. No.
Is Van Morrison not a first name?
Eddie's middle name is not Van either, but his last name is Halen. All right. Thank you. We'll find out today who lost pigskin picks. We'll do that today. Also, we have tons of prizes. Boy, it's like Christmas.
All the prizes, man.
We've got Rise Guys beer boxes to give away. We've got tickets to... You just mentioned Mikey from Islander celebrating a birthday. He'll be in concert Thursday night along with POD and Nonpoint at the Planet's Not So Silent Night concert series.
Yeah, man. You can get tickets to that if you want to text NIGHT to 72341, the Carolina Vapor Mill text line.
Okay.
Send you back the link. Yeah, NIGHT, like Silent Night, NIGHT.
And also a mystery prize that we can't even tell you what you won until after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so you might win it before 8 o'clock and find out at 8 o'clock what you won.
It's a real good one. You know if it's embargoed that it's going to be a good event.
Yeah, and we have an exclusive announcement to make at 8 o'clock that you're only going to get right here on the Rise Guys Morning
Show. That's true.
It's been granted to us over everybody else in town.
But that's the thing, though. Once we announce it, they're allowed to announce it.
Yeah, but we just get first dibs.
Okay. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. All right, I like dibs. Mm-hmm. I really do. A little dibby.
Say dibs or dabs?
Dabs, dibs, dabs, everything. 1-800-774-0093. There's our phone numbers to call us at any point. 72341, the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. It's Jimmy's birthday at 9 from TRG on Snapchat and various others.
Thank you, O-Matthew.
O-Matthew. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, here's a crazy story for you. A bride issues a dress code for her wedding based on people's weight.
God.
All right.
I'd stay home.
She's usually the fattest one. The bride herself.
You've been watching too many say yes to the dress.
Then she has to have equally fatter friends.
Yeah. All right, we'll find out what the dress code was next in your Rise Guys headlines. Right. Morning, everybody.
Here's Madman 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Well, what does Kid Rock have in common with Tyler Perry now?
They both dress up like old black ladies for Halloween.
For Halloween?
True or false?
False. Apparently.
For millions of dollars, then?
Well, that, you know.
Did Madea not get to be in the Nashville Christmas parade?
Oh.
Is that what they have in common?
No, it's generosity is what they have in common. Apparently, people are showing their generosity this holiday season by going into Walmart and paying off all the layaways. So Tyler Perry paid off $434,000 worth of layaways at two Walmarts last week, and now Kid Rock joined in, and he did it at the Walmart in Nashville.
I bought you Walmart.
So, Merry Christmas and God bless you, the manager of the store said it cost him $81,000 to pay off all those layaways.
Wow.
You know what?
He must have needed some tax cuts.
They take in a lot of layaways, but how many people actually pay him off? There's got to be a lot of them that get restocked and returned. So who's the real winner?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And, like, part of me says, well, why are we picking just, you know, one particular store to do it at? But does anybody else offer layaway? I don't think Target does.
It's like a reverse pawn kind of thing.
Right.
Layaway is like reverse pawn shop kind of.
It is. Yeah. Oh, it is. Layaway.
Like the opposite of pawning something.
Lay it away for you.
But I imagine if your layaway was paid off and you were struggling to get those toys for your kids, that would be a very Merry Christmas for you.
Oh, it's very nice. I am just curious, though. Well, you know what? Nice of him to do it.
Yeah.
Why am I going to grinch it out?
Why are you?
That was nice of him to do it. I was just curious how we found out.
Well, he tweeted it all out. It was all ended up on Twitter. He said, you know, that he's following Tyler's lead. So
I enjoy
the
stories where somebody goes and drops like 5 gold coins in the Salvation Army pot. I think those are because they're anonymous. They're like, oh, or is it? Or is that PR? I don't trust anybody.
Oh, yeah.
It's GameStop offers it during the holidays, apparently, like this time of year.
Oh.
Burlington Coat Factory offers it. Kmart. Marshalls at some stores.
Where's the Kmart?
Sears.
Yeah, they're dwindling.
Okay, I'm going to go pay off somebody Sears today.
TJ Maxx. That's it, apparently.
And Two X's.
Paying off my Sears is what I'm saying.
There you go.
I wanted to make sure I have all your gifts for Thursday.
They added one more X. Fatboy would shop there all the time.
TJ Maxx.
Oh, boy.
Where's the good stuff?
Huh. Yeah, right, it's not just a Halloween store.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah.
Huh?
1 month a year.
So that was the nice. Now time for the naughty.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, a bride issues a dress code for her wedding based on the people's weight. Not only that, she says that they need to, we want you to invest in an outfit valued at least $1,000. So anyways, the word got out that the bride wanted a dress code at her wedding. It went viral. So now she's planning to make all the guests take a polygraph to find out who the snitch was.
This is not real.
Snopes it.
She's just trying to make sure nobody goes to the wedding. Save some money on catering.
It would work for me because I would say, look, I'm not giving you my weight, and I'm not spending $1,000 on an outfit to attend any wedding.
I'm not traveling halfway around the world to go to your wedding.
Yeah, she's getting married in Hawaii next year, and she went on Facebook to message her guests, and anyways, it went on Reddit, went viral. But she stated in her message on the weight requirement in the dress code that women under 160 pounds are supposed to wear a green velvet sweater, orange suede pants, Louboutin red bottom heels, and a Burberry scarf. Sounds kind of loud and obnoxious, but these are the guests. These aren't the people in the wedding.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so.
I would say, are you providing all this?
No, you have to get it for yourself if you're going to go there, because she's important. Women over 160 are supposed to wear a black sweater, black pants, and black heels. That's to minimize your weight problem, I guess.
Is this for the intercom Christmas party or some wedding?
It gets better. Men under 200 pounds are supposed to wear a purple fuzzy jacket and all-white sneakers. And men over 200 pounds are supposed to wear all camouflage with black sneakers.
This is done.
Can't possibly be real.
Done. No. I'm there.
You want to go now?
I don't even have to go by TJ Maxx and get anything.
This is not real, though.
Yeah. Why don't you come over to BJ Maxx? Yeah. 14 X's at the end.
Stand in line.
Yeah.
Wait your turn.
Oh, I get it now. You were making that. You said if TJ Maxx had 3 X's in it, you were making a 3XL joke. Or were you making a porno?
Porn.
Okay, so it would work for 3XL, too.
Yeah, it would.
Okay. All right, double entendre then.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Hmm.
Well, Paige, that's a little too saucy. I would just buy something off the registry.
I would politely decline to attend this wedding.
Well, guess what? Your program director will email you 3 times asking you if you RCP Jack.
How many times I got to say no?
Fat Boy has declined the company Christmas party 3 times now. Yes. And old Hendy keeps sending an email. Hey,
maybe guys, I can't.
You guys coming or not?
Maybe it's required mail.
It's personal appearance.
When it says on the dress code something about the smaller men have to wear a soda hat. So would you work heel on that and show up wearing the hard hat with the can holders on the side?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Here's my soda hat.
Fat Boy wore a roast beef hat that time to the Halloween party.
He did.
It was that Arby's hat.
Should have won the contest.
That time.
Oh, no, that was a private party when he wore the roast beef hat.
Oh, goodness.
I mean,
it was a bachelorette party.
I made it go for like 2-3 years in a row. I got the money's worth out of that costume.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that did. Johnny Bravo outfit.
Yeah. On the wig!
I don't know where the hell that wig's at.
No, that's just your natural shape.
That was $5.
You're shaped like Johnny Bravo.
Hey, Ma.
You're shaped like an upside down V. Wasn't that what it said last week in Facebook?
Sideways V.
Sideways
vertical V.
Oh, boy.
Vertical smile.
All right, then.
They're playing Thursday, right?
Happy Tuesday.
It's Vertical Horizon.
I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys.
Oh, law. I tell you what, I don't need coffee when I got laughter.
Bull dude.
Bull dude.
Fat boy, what's going on in sports?
If you think working with Vince McMahon was such a non-possibility, I could tell you how you can do it.
How to work with Vince McMahon.
Work it side by side with Vince. It's everybody's dream, right?
Yeah. No.
It could become a reality.
No.
Back!
He screamed at 9. I'm sure he still has VKM PSD from that.
Oh, yeah.
PTSD also.
Yeah.
I blame that on Pentax, manufacturers of that camera that wasn't taking the picture.
Well, listen. Nobody knows who that is anymore. Mm-hmm. What is a camera? What is that? All right, we'll find out what that's about. Job opportunities next in your Rise Guys Sports Morning.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
And all we did is build upon it, and we finished it. It's been 35 long years. Clemson, y'all been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby! It's coming home! Let's go!
If you ever wanted to work with Vince McMahon, it's a lot easier than you thought. Let's go ahead and tell you about that. Now, it's not to be his personal assistant.
Oh. Is he looking for a new Pat Patterson?
Oh, God. It's, truth be told, it's not for the WWE, and it's not really directly for Vince. But the XFL needs some people. It's kicking off. So if you're a former coach, former player.
Oh, high school?
I guess.
Do you need to have won more than one game?
Doesn't really say.
Okay.
You go on. You can either do it through a professional social networking service.
LinkedIn?
Or you can just go to the XFL's website and apply.
Hmm.
That's all you got to do. You can't apply to the NFL.
No.
Or the,
USFL. Leagues.
Well, the other one, the Alliance of American Football.
Can you just apply to the CFL?
I don't know. Maybe. You can play for Hamilton. You want to be a Tiger Cat?
I want to be an Argonaut.
I didn't get tickets.
Argonaut. Isn't that wild, man? You just go apply on the XFL's website.
Yeah, it is.
Coach,
great.
Player. We can have so much fun with this. Now, it's a bit that's been done before, but
what,
who cares?
We should apply and see if we get at least an interview.
Or do a little, you know, funny phone, a little crank call or something.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
A crank call. Crank you good.
Hey, can I play for the Alouettes?
You want to play for Montreal?
I want to be a Rough Rider.
I want to play for Agner.
Go over some quick scores real quick from yesterday. Of course, we'll hit these later in Pigskin Picks. Panthers lose. Falcons lose.
They both suck bad.
God.
Panthers look like they could have won that ball game.
They could have won a lot of games. They just happened to suck.
This is, I think, 6 in a row, 5 in a row.
Something like that. I think 5 in a row for real, yeah.
I mean, man, they don't – the second – they're like no people, like human bodies exist in the secondary.
Their defense got old, and they didn't seem to realize it.
The secondary is awful. You got to put McCaffrey and Kuechly back there. They should play – them two by themselves – could probably win out. Just put Kuechly and McCaffrey on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Newton's awful. I don't know if he's hurt or not. He can't be hurt his whole career throwing off his back foot.
A lot of people do think he's hurt right now. He probably is hurt right now, but he probably hurt himself throwing off his back foot.
They even said during the game, Cam Newton, because he overthrows somebody, he threw off the side of his foot. I'm like, I don't know, Chris Carter. What do you know? You're just a Hall of Famer.
They shouldn't mention when
spell your name wrong too.
Throws a pass with bad form. They should only point out when he throws one with good form, because that happens about once a game where he'll actually drop back and throw a proper pass. But yeah, he sells a bunch of balls into the third or fourth row.
Who's responsible for teaching him his form? They should never coach again. You can't fix it at this point in his life.
Cecil.
Cecil's fault. Old daddy. We'll get to that here. Find out who lost.
Larry Wayne Jones Sr. Cecil is not.
That's Chipper's dad.
And his batting coach.
They gave out the Heisman Trophy over the weekend. Kyler Murray won it.
Kyler?
Oklahoma quarterback, 2 years in a row wins.
That sounds like a new age name. I'm Kyler.
Kyler.
With a K.
Nobody cared either about the Heisman this year, like at all. I've never heard so little about a Heisman in history.
Jim Ross cared.
Oh, yeah, Boomer Sooner. I didn't hear much about it until like maybe a couple weeks before. Nobody talked about it. He bit out Tua Tagovailoa. But Kyler Murray's going to play baseball. He's not even going to play in the NFL. He's going to pull a Charlie Ward to save for baseball, not basketball.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to go get that big guaranteed baseball money and be happy.
But there is a bit of controversy. I don't know how this ties into each other.
Yeah.
But you know how the trolls get to digging for stuff when somebody does good. So evidently he made some, it says here, tweets when he was 14 or 15.
Oh, my God.
That were quote-unquote anti-gay tweets. He apologized for him on Twitter. But
thank God Twitter wasn't around when I was 14.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I was 28.
Or 24.
Well, here's the thing. Is that the tweets from when he was 14 or 15, because I think he's 21 now, were just deleted Saturday night. So how far back do people go? I don't know how much he tweets. But you got to clean that stuff out more than once every 6 years.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to matter.
Just think before you send it out. But then again, he was 14 then. So,
well, some things that were – look, we can't pretend that – and we do this thing where we like to
– judge people?
Well, that, but we like to go by right now today's standard and apply it retroactively when, in fact, some things were more acceptable 7, 8, 10 years ago than they are right now.
Dude, that's true. When I watched the Clinton affair, I was shocked at some of the jokes Jay Leno did about Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. Hey, dude, when you watch Friends now, like the ones from the 90s, they couldn't get away with that crap now, some of it. Like, it seems homophobic now, but it was fine then. Mm-hmm. It was TV PG then.
It holds up now as like a hilarious, edgy show.
Yeah, I know. It's edgy as hell by today's standards.
God. Mr. Roper from Three's Company would be shamed.
Exactly. But
you know how he'd do his hand when he talked about Jack.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it was necessarily a good thing, but it was accepted then.
Is light in the loafers, is that acceptable?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. Honestly, really don't know.
I don't know.
Should I do my hand sideways when I'm talking about somebody?
It isn't my place to say. I'm not going to say nothing.
I'm going to... That's still fun to do, though, because everybody knows what I mean.
The noise that goes with
he just pointed people.
When he would do this little thing when he was pretending to own a little purse.
He would point to people behind their back and just...
Oh, man.
Remember this?
Na, 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 na. Yeah.
I can see the promos now.
Yeah.
That was John Tesh.
Yeah, it was.
Did I just screw your thing up?
No.
Oh.
But it went away for a while. Yeah, the NBC doesn't have the NBA anymore. Nobody else used it, like ESPN. Nobody else wanted it.
Nobody wanted Round Ball Rock.
No. Somebody wants it now, though. It's coming back. Fox College Basketball. They're going to use Round Ball Rock from John Tesh.
It's great.
It is perfect basketball music for some reason.
It's catchy as piss.
I can electric slide to this song.
It's my favorite tune.
I should play it up at the horse, the dipping branch, or all of them.
This is way better than any of the Monday night or Sunday night football songs have ever been.
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah. The Carrie Underwood songs suck.
I heard truthfully Connie Selica wrote this song. She ghost wrote it for him.
Ghost wrote it.
Ghost wrote it.
And all the players want to be in the little intro. Why do you want to be on the intro of this S song?
It's not. This could be also.
Now, this one's good. It's with Sunday night football.
Oh, Sunday night football, yeah. This right here could also be porno music. Think about
Seriously?
It. Think
Slow
about it. You know it, right? Yeah. And, you know, when it's a little more passionate.
Sounds okay. More like the theme song to an 80s action TV show.
Yeah.
Keep chewing that pillow.
Charlie's Angels.
It's Rise Against
MacGyver. Sports. Tonight on MacGyver. Thank you, Fat Boy. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, more Rise Guys. And next hour, your chance to win several prizes. One, a prize that's so big we can't even announce it for another hour. Two, Rise Guys beer boxes, and then also the Planet's Not So Silent Night concert this coming Thursday, Jimmy, at the Firmament.
It's POD, Nonpoint, and Islander. If you want to go to that, you can text Night to 72341. $20 general admission, $25 VIP ones to hang out with me and Matthew before the show.
Get your tickets and join us there. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Rise Guys Morning Show. Morning, everybody.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10 right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.